USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Efforts by Democrats and some Republicans to block President Trump's declaration on Friday of a national emergency to secure funds for a border wall expected to continue this week. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio tells ABC's This Week that GOP lawmakers need to support the president.
Republicans who are criticizing the president for wanting to do this executive order are the same kind of Republicans who just a year ago didn't want us to debate and push for the wall funding when we had the majority in both the House and the Senate. That's when we should have done this.
Meanwhile, Mexican drug lord Joaquin Guzman's lawyer says it's ludicrous to think the cartel boss should help pay for the wall. Texas Senator Ted Cruz has floated the idea. Denny Hamlin, the winner of the 61st Daytona 500, beating out his teammate Kyle Busch yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is defending his primary election challenge to President Trump, telling ABC's This Week he'll pursue a 2020 Republican primary challenge because he says it's in the country's best interest that Trump face a challenge and hopefully not be reelected. Weld announcing his decision in New Hampshire on Friday. Former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner is out of prison. The Federal Bureau of Prisons reporting the 54-year-old Weiner has been transferred out of the Federal Medical Center in Devens, Massachusetts, after serving most of his 21-month sentence for sexting a 15-year-old North Carolina girl in 2017. A Florida sixth grader is facing misdemeanor charges after he said he wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The 11-year-old boy accused of telling a teacher he wouldn't stand for it because he thinks the American flag is racist. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A New York Republican calls for a lengthy sentence for Paul Manafort. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
After repeatedly lying to Robert Mueller's investigators, Paul Manafort, former member of the Trump 2016 campaign team, should get a lengthy prison sentence. That, according to New York City Republican Councilman Joseph Borelli.
I mean, if you look at the crimes he was convicted of, I think it was 8, bank fraud, tax fraud, hiding offshore accounts in Cyprus. This is someone who doesn't necessarily deserve leniency. I don't think he should be singled out for prosecution because of his ties with President Trump, but I also don't think he should be singled out for some sort of, pardon or some sort of being let off easy, essentially.
Borelli co-chaired Trump's campaign during the 2016 New York Republican primary. Borelli made his comments on CNN's New Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Aurora, Illinois is coming together after a tragedy struck on Friday. USA's Tim Berg reports.
The city of Aurora, Illinois is setting up a GoFundMe page for the victims of Friday's shooting at a manufacturing plant. The Aurora Strong Community Fund hopes to raise around $50,000 for the families of the 5 people who died. Aurora Police Chief Kristen Zeman on the mood of her officers.
There's a lot of somberness knowing that lives lost. As I was talking to a few officers, they said they felt like they saved a lot of lives today, but they're going to be concentrating on the 5 victims that they couldn't. And so right now there's, on one hand, a sigh of relief that our officers are going to be okay.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.